Welcome back to the podcast, you beautiful soul. Thank you for being here today. We're going through inner healing, how to do inner healing work. What is it? What modalities are there? There's a lot. What ones have I done? Which ones do I recommend? And I guess how to start the journey or continue the journey. So going to go really deep into this. This is probably my favorite topic to talk about. So I'm really inspired right now to talk about this. If you haven't already, guys, I'm just going to ask a little favor. If you could like the video, subscribe. It really means a lot. The bigger the channel, the bigger the guests, the more content, the more money I put back into this. So guys, yeah, if you could subscribe and like the video, leave a comment down below as well. That would be fantastic. Guys, let's rock and roll. So inner healing. Great, great question. So I actually got this on a comment on one of my posts. So just so you guys know, I read a lot of the comments, not all of them on YouTube. I do, because there's not as many on YouTube, but I read all the YouTube ones. But all of my social media ones, I do my best to read them. And one of the questions was, a lot of people talk about inner healing, but how do you actually do it? And I said, you know what? Let me make a video on that. So here I am. So let's start it off. What is inner work? So what is inner healing? Now, there's three buckets to inner healing in the way that I view it, okay? If you've got a pen and paper, that might help out because I do speak quickly, so obviously you might have to slow it down or watch this a couple of times. But there's three buckets for me when it comes to inner healing. And then again, I'm going to share with you all the modalities that that I know of, and there's more than what I know of, and the ones that I've already done, the ones I continue to do, the ones I'm going to do in the future, and which ones I'd recommend for you, okay? So what is inner healing? For me, there's three things. There's cleaning up, there's growing up, and there's waking up, okay? So let's break those down a little bit more. Cleaning up. That, I think, is what, quote, most people think of inner healing. Like, and again, I don't have a lot of information to go off this, but just based on my experience, when people hear inner healing, most people, from what I know, think of trauma, of wounds, of childhood stuff, shadow work, things like that. And that's what cleaning up generally is. It's cleaning up your baggage. It's cleaning up your trauma. It's cleaning up your wounds. It's cleaning up the shit you're hanging on to and the stuff that hurts you and triggers you. That's probably the most of the work that I do. I do all three of these. And just so you know, all three of them overlap each other and cross over at some point. So they all link up to each other. That's why I recommend doing all styles of healing. So actually, before I even get into this, I want to mention something that I probably should have mentioned at the start. I love this question or this conversation. What's the ultimate martial art? If you think about and try to answer that question, you might say jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, mixed martial arts, which is a mixture of all of them. Like you could come up with, and you could justify boxing, you can justify whatever answer you come up with. The answer to that question, for me anyways, there is no ultimate martial art. There's only the ultimate martial artist who knows every single martial art, and he or she knows when to pull from each martial art at the right time, at the right place to get the best result. So that's how I see healing. There is so many styles. There's so many modalities. Again, I'm going to go through them in this podcast. So for me, it's about actually being diverse in all of them. And that's the quest that I'm on, is to just become the world's best healer, to know all these modalities, all of these strategies, all of these techniques and skills to help clear, heal, unleash the fullest expression of who you are by doing the inner work. So let's go back to that. So first is cleaning up. Again, healing, trauma, triggers, baggage, shit that you're holding on to, childhood stuff, mum and dad, things that have hurt you in the past. That's what cleaning up is for me. There's growing up. Now, this is the one that I probably aren't as educated out of the three. But for me, growing up, for me, like I'm reading a book right now. It's called King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. And it talks about the different archetypes between boy and men. So for me, it's the growing up and it's the maturing of the boy into a man or a girl into a woman. And there's different sort of phases that goes through. Is like there's the separation from, I guess, boyhood into manhood and that ritual process you go through where you need to, quote, mature yourself. And obviously, again, from girls into women. So that's growing up. So it's more of a maturing process. Because we've all met people who are like 30, 40, 50, and they're like literally kids. And they're from a maturity level. We all have an inner child. And we're all big babies. We're just big kids, right? In adults' bodies. But the maturity level for me is what growing up is. And then the third bucket is waking up. So that's becoming more conscious. Now, again, all three of these will tie into all three of themselves. For me, waking up is more referring to the spiritual realm. That's where things like plant medicine, spiritual rituals, meditation, just expanding your level of consciousness. So they're the three levels. I'll go through them again quickly. There's cleaning up. Think of that as like trauma, wounds, triggers, limiting beliefs, etc. Limiting beliefs can also tie into growing up as well. Again, they tie into all three of them. They can all link into each other. So cleaning up, think of that. Growing up is the maturing of boy into man, woman into girl into woman. So there's the maturing process that we all go through, from detaching from mom, detaching from dad, even if they're past or present, and becoming the matured version of you, the healthy, embodied, matured version of you, not the shadow version of you. And then the third one is waking up, is more of a conscious expanding level, okay? Understanding that there is universal consciousness, that if you hurt someone, you're hurting yourself because you're hurting the collective. When you heal yourself, you're healing the collective. And we're all intertwined with this beautiful, there's quantum field, there's universal consciousness, global consciousness, collective consciousness. You can use different terms, but we are all interconnected through this beautiful consciousness that we have. That's why you have those synchronicities where you think of someone or you have like a moment of gratitude for someone and then they text you or they call you or you bump into them. Or it's like, that's like an example of those synchronicities that pop up. So those are the three types. So now I'm just going to go through all of the modalities that I'm aware of. And I actually literally did a bit of searching as well to, I guess, find the terms, because what I'm going to say, I guarantee what I'm about to say, there's probably some that are the same thing with different labels or different words that go into it. But I'm going to go through them. And as I go through them, I'm going to give you my perspective on them. And I guess if I've tried it or not as well, because I haven't tried all of these yet. I've tried a fair few of them. And I guess, and then afterwards, I'll give you like the ones that I would recommend starting with. Okay. Because some people say, where do I start? How do I start the journey? Where do I begin? Because there is so many places to begin. I'll give you my recommendations as well at the end. So let's go through it. So the first one that comes to mind is NLP. That was the one that I started with. So neuro-linguistic programming. Someone like a Tony Robbins is big on this, where it's like very conscious beliefs and you're rewiring beliefs. Okay. So that was something that I started with. I've done that. I've been trained in that. I'm qualified in NLP. I've done that. So NLP is where I started, and I've done that, and I do recommend that. Again, I recommend all of these. Second is DeMartini. So I've just finished the weekend event with DeMartini. I've read his book. His book's right behind me. And he's, I guess similar, not similar, but aligned with NLP, where it's very conscious balancing perspectives. So any emotion, trauma, judgment, things you're holding on to, things that you can't say thank you for and you're grateful for, there's an imbalance with your perception. I'm not kidding. And people, I'm just going to preframe you right now, because what I'm about to say, people in the comments will be like, that's fucking bullshit. Go watch his content, consume his content, do his event, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But literally, if everything in life is balanced, including the most effed up, fucked up, screwed up things, from rape to abuse to murder, he had this example that he shared on the event. So he was at a jail, and there was a murderer on one side in the room, and the wife of the husband that the murderer killed on the other side. And he did his method. It's called the DeMartini method. And he goes through this and he balances perceptions, and it's hard to teach. Like, you literally do a full weekend. I've just signed up for a whole 5-day training just to get really trained on this, to do it better with my clients, because I want to become the ultimate martial artist. And anyways, so by the end of the process, the murderer and the wife of the husband that he murdered were hugging each other with tears of gratitude streaming down their face. And the whole like room was like shell shocked. Like, the whole room was crying. That's insane. On the actual weekend event I just did, so it's literally a Wednesday, so 2 or 3 days ago, I was with him on an event, and there was a woman in there, and she's beautiful. Her name is Janet. She's a beautiful woman. I think she was in her 80s or 90s, and she was sexually molested by her dad. And it was so transformational to watch this live on the event. It was so beautiful. I was crying. It was so amazing. And he went through the process, and he balanced it with her, and it took a while. It took about sort of 30 minutes to an hour, and completely balanced it. And she was crying tears of love and gratitude for her dad. Again, people that you're probably hearing this, like, that's fucking bullshit. That's impossible. It's not. It's really not. Like, go consume his stuff, Dr. John DeMartini. He's my favorite mentor. So that's my number one, just so I'll get to it later, but that's my number one recommendation. Work with me because I can help you with all of these. Oh, majority of these, but that's my number one. So DeMartini process, I guess a life coach, and like, depending, that would be another suggestion. So there's NLP, there's DeMartini, there's a life coach. Depending on the life coach, he or she will have their tools from, I guess, a concoction of these things. So it's hard to tell what the life coach actually does. Things like breathwork. I've done breathwork experiences where you literally have an energetic release from the stored trauma and emotion that's within my body. I did one with Dr. Espen, for anyone that's in Australia. I did his breathwork experience and it was phenomenal. Like, I healed trauma with my dad and I had these huge releases and it was fucking powerful. So breathwork's amazing, really powerful. I recommend that. Reiki healing. I'm currently doing that right now. I actually have a session today. So I'm doing a session in about 6 hours, or not 6 hours, about 5 hours time. I've got a session with my Reiki healer that I'm working with. And I had a insane experience. My second session, we went really deep and she did her magic, or her magic, you could literally call it magic. And she just found these things that I wasn't aware of and I healed through it. It was so beautiful, so passionate, had a huge, huge release. Sound healing is another modality. I've only done this once. I was at the Crystal Castle in Byron Bay, if anyone that knows where that is. And there was like a sound healing experience and it was beautiful. I didn't have quote the full release that you can have from sound healing from what I'm aware of. Once I finish my Reiki healing, this is like my current rabbit hole that I'm learning right now. I'm then going to go down sound healing and learn more about that. Plant medicine. I'm a huge fan of plant medicine. Plant medicine is more in the waking up category that we're talking about before. So plant medicine for me, profound. I've got clearer on my purpose. I've dissolved a lot of limiting beliefs. I've done full podcasts. I forget the episode number. I think it's like 225 within that range on my why I use plant medicine and psychedelics. Go into that. Go watch that. That's a huge conversation in itself, but I'm a big fan. I actually do it every 3 to 6 months. I'm actually doing it this weekend. I'm very excited and inspired for this weekend. But I'm a big fan of psychedelics, mushrooms specifically. I haven't done things like ayahuasca or San Pedro, but those are all things that are on the list that I'm going to. But yeah, big fan of plant medicine. Meditation, I do this every day. I do my versions of meditation. Because the reality is that you can actually do all of this literally with yourself with no without the need of anything else. But it's obviously easy to have a teacher and a guide and a healer to help you do this. But meditation, just allowing yourself to sink within, to find those things that you haven't processed yet and actually let your mind heal it. I use this all the time. If there's a cut on my arm, I don't have to tell my body to heal it because there's an intelligence that flows between me, between you, or within all of us, which we're all connected with. It knows how to heal. The intelligence that made the body heals the body. The same is true with your mental shit. So if you've got trauma and wounds and whatever, your intuition is currently trying to heal it. That's why I literally have had many clients that struggle to sleep at night because they're thinking about the things that their intuition is trying to balance and heal for them. So if you've got, I guess, more of the tools that I'm going through today, you can do that quicker within a meditation. So meditation is fantastic. Chakra work, I guess doing work within the chakra centers, that can be done through Reiki healing, energy healing, sound healing, breath work. So that's kind of a bit of a broad term, chakra healing. Psychics, I've done one session with a psychic years ago. It's probably a rabbit hole I'm going to dive into. I don't have a lot of knowledge on this one, so I'm not going to talk too much about this, but I know psychics are fantastic. Traditional therapy. Now, I haven't gone into quote traditional therapy. I don't feel inspired to necessarily go down that pathway in my journey. I think I've jumped into other ones that are really serving me. But therapy can work fantastic if you've got the right therapist. And I'm not trying to poo-poo and shit on any therapist right now. I'm just sharing some real fucking stories I've had with real clients. I've had clients come to me and literally tell me they have had more breakthroughs and more healing from 1 hour with me, because I'm actually doing the shit that I'm talking about in this podcast, than 4 years at therapy. There was a story that John DeMartini shared on the event that we just had. There was a couple and their child passed away, obviously quite a sad experience. And the therapist, they were working with the therapist for 11 years, over a decade. And this therapist had these parents, they had the room set up the same of what their child had set up. They had the clothes laid out on the bed that the child used to wear. And the therapist had them going into that bedroom every fucking day and crying, grieving about that process. They hadn't healed it yet for 11 fucking years. John had this couple, took care of it in 2 hours. So again, I'm not poo-pooing on therapists, but I've just heard some horror stories. Now, there would be horror stories within everything I'm talking about. There would be shit NLPs, there would be shit life coaches, there would be shit Reiki healers. I guarantee there's shit everything. But I've just heard a lot of, I guess, bad stories with therapy, but I've heard some great stories too. I've heard like people like that my therapist has saved my life. I'm so grateful for them. So I think just be for everything, especially in my opinion, therapy, traditional therapy, is just make sure that they're getting results, that you feel safe and connected with them, to be vulnerable with them. And just, yeah, make sure you're actually getting the progress that you're paying for. Hypnotherapy. I'm also trained in hypnotherapy. I don't use it too much. I think it's, again, it's a tool. It's one of the arts and one of the tools you can pull on. I don't use it too often, but it is powerful and I've had some awesome stuff with that. Timeline therapy. That's similar to hypnotherapy. They kind of go into a similar box. They're quite similar to it themselves. Again, I've been trained in that as well. I do use it. I don't use it a lot, but I do use it. Tantric healing, sexual healing. I'm really fascinated by this. My healer that I'm working with right now, my Reiki healer, she's also teaches tantric stuff as well. So I'm learning tantric healing at the moment. Really powerful. And tantric doesn't necessarily mean sexual, by the way. It's just the energetic bodies and playing with the energetic bodies within the self, the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body. And it's just been able to regulate, circulate, and release energy that's stored within the body. So I'm actually getting a lot of value from doing that, which is awesome. Ayurveda, that's more of a, I guess, an umbrella of many things, from health to diseases to lifestyle. That's something I've read one book on Ayurveda. I'm very interested in it. I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I get use the stuff from Ayurveda, but it's something that I'm definitely going to dive into soon. Crystal healing. I haven't done a lot of it, but I've experienced some things. I do enjoy that. Massage. You can store emotions in your fascias within your muscles. So that's why some people, when they have a massage, really deep tissue fascial release massage, they can actually have tears, not necessarily from the pain of the massage, because you're physically releasing the stored emotions within the muscles, within the cells. That's quite powerful. I've had many massages before. I wouldn't say they've been therapeutic for me, but I know people and clients that have had that experience from that as well. Shadow work. Shadow work is kind of a broad term, which kind of encompasses a lot of the stuff that we're doing. Shadow work, from my understanding anyways, is, I guess, addressing your unhealed stuff, which you have shame upon. The only problem you have is you think you have a problem. The things you judge yourself for is the part that you haven't reconciled and healed through. And whatever you run away from, you've run into. I'll say that again. Whatever you run away from, you run into. So if you have shame and you haven't integrated parts of yourself, you have shadows that you haven't integrated yet, then it's actually going to continue to trigger you and weigh you down and hold your life back. I really like that. Somatic work. So that's, again, quite a broad term, can tie into tantric. I don't really understand somatic work as much. I think it's a bit of a combination of things that I've spoken about. So That's all of them. Now, there's more than what I've just said. I've got actually a list in front of my screen of ones that I can't even pronounce. There's traditional Chinese medicine. There's King Gong. I don't understand what that is. There's hydrotherapy, acupuncture. There's other things like that, but I haven't experienced and I'm not too knowledgeable about that stuff. Those are the ones that I've read through. So you might want to go back and start listening to the whole list again. Which ones would I recommend? I would recommend work with me, obviously, because I'm the best. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Not really. But find whatever modality appeals to you most, whatever draws you towards it most. Are you very interested in them? I love the mind and being able to dissolve egos and dissolve the limitations, dissolving the wound. So that's what I'm drawn most to. Like Reiki healing, just to be real with you guys, I had so much judgment of it when I first heard of it. I thought, like, this is probably 7-8 years ago. I was so like anti all of that shit. I just didn't like crystals and energy and healing. I was like, bullshit. I'm like a physics, mass, black and white type of person, very analytical person. So I'm currently experiencing that to give myself the experience of what it's like, and it's fucking awesome. So I highly recommend it. So the ones that I would recommend personally, I like the DeMartini style. So I guess people that have been trained in it, which I'm getting trained in as we speak, and I use it within my stuff. NLP has completely changed my life. Plant medicine's completely changed my life. Breath work has changed my life. Meditation has changed my life. Sound healing, Reiki healing, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy. They're the ones I've tried and they've all changed my life. And like I was saying at the start of this podcast, there's no ultimate martial art. There's only the ultimate martial artist. So try all of them. Try which ones appeal to you most. I love the the saying that we're never fully healed. It's just how healed are you? And there's always more to do. So yeah, I've done a fair few of them. I would recommend DeMartini. He's my favorite. So whether that's someone like me or you want to go learn from him directly, whether it's an NLP coach, again, I'm an example of that. There's breathwork facilitators. I don't use a lot of breathwork within my stuff. I do like basic stuff like grounding, regulating, and becoming neutral, but I don't do like rebirthing breathwork and that type of stuff. That's something I'm going to learn in the future. I'm going to get trained in that later. But yeah, mate, guys, try them all. Try them all. I hope you got some value from this. Let me know your thoughts down below. Let me know if you've tried any of these. Let me know if there's other ones that have changed your life that you've actually got a lot of value from. I'd love for you to comment down below. Share this with a friend. If you're interested in working with me, doing some inner healing, growing, finding your purpose, creating a life on your terms, raise your consciousness, heal through your stuff, there's a link below in the caption to book in for a free strategy call with me personally. Only book in if you are ready to do the work. Sending love. Have a blessed day. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.